speak about trauma-informed interviewing. I want to start with a definition of trauma-informed interviewing and then touch on why it's important as part of monitoring, and finally, how it contributes to integrating a gender perspective. So let me start with the definition. What is trauma-informed interviewing? Trauma-informed interviewing, or more broadly, trauma-informed care, is a strengths-based framework that is grounded in an understanding of and responsiveness to the impact of trauma. So in the context of interviewing and monitoring, what that means is that interviewers have some understanding of how traumatic events can impact the survivor, both in the moment as it's happening. So the neurobiology, what we call the neurobiology of trauma, they understand how someone's brain is impacted and therefore how their behavior, their emotions, and their memory are impacted at the time and following the traumatic event. And they use strategies, interviewing strategies, that take that understanding into account. So if I use the example of memory, we know from a lot of research that fear, which is the predominant emotion that people experience during traumatic events, when people experience fear, it changes the way that our brains work and it changes the way that we remember things. So the memories that we have for things that are very frightening, that are traumatic, are different than the way that we remember other more ordinary experiences. So a trauma-informed interviewer has that understanding of how someone's memory may have been impacted by their experience, and they're able to use specific interviewing strategies. They're able to use questions that are trauma-informed, questions that take that impact into account. Another important component of trauma-informed interviewing is that it emphasizes safety. It emphasizes physical, emotional, and psychological safety. And it emphasizes the safety of everyone involved in the system. And this is something that I think is not given enough attention often. We talk about the survivor-centered or victim-centered approach, and that's really important that we are thinking about the safety of the person who's being interviewed, of the survivor. But truly trauma-informed work or truly trauma-informed approaches also emphasize the physical, psychological, and emotional safety of the workforce. So we take into account the impact that this kind of work can have on monitors, can have on interpreters, and can have on people involved in the system, the workforce. So everyone's safety is important. And then finally, it creates opportunities for survivors to regain a sense of control and to be empowered. So I've already touched a little bit, but I'll emphasize it again on why is it important. So part of that is the safety. You know, it really, trauma-informed interviewing really emphasizes that safety is very survivor-centered in that sense, and it emphasizes the safety of the workforce as well. So we use strategies and techniques that would avoid re-traumatizing or re-victimizing the survivor, and we provide the necessary supports for the workforce to be able to do their jobs well without having a negative impact on their well-being. The other one that I touched on, but I want to highlight more clearly here, is it increases the accuracy of the information that is gathered. So when we take into account the neurobiology of trauma, we're better able to help survivors recall their experiences more accurately and with more detail. So trauma-informed approaches can help to improve the quality of monitoring by using interviewing techniques that are actually appropriate when talking about trauma, when talking about a potentially traumatic event. So that's another reason that it's quite important. And then finally, as I mentioned, it also contributes to the integration of a gender perspective. So one of the principles of trauma-informed work is that it includes an exploration of gender issues, both gender and cultural issues. This is one of the principles of doing a trauma-informed interviewing. That interviewers will really take into account the context in which this occurred, and context is going to include gender and culture. So one of the other changes, for instance, that we know occurs at the time of trauma, one of the other neurobiological impacts, has to do with the behaviors that become sort of available to people. So when we're very frightened, we may have difficulty generating different options to help us get to safety, and we're more likely to engage in what we would call habitual behavior. So the habits that we have formed. And those habits are heavily influenced by our culture and by our gender. So interviewers who have trauma-informed training are able to better make sense of and understand the behavior of the survivor at the time of the traumatic event. And they may also be, through that understanding, better able to create an environment, create those opportunities for empowerment and for dignity, to help someone have some understanding of their reaction, for instance. We also should be taking into account the gender of the interviewers. And not only I'm talking about from a survivor-centered perspective and giving choice, but understanding that women and men interviewers may be differently impacted by the work that they do and by the exposure that they have, again, based on understanding the context here, understanding whether someone is listening to a story that really maps onto their own kinds of experiences based on their gender. So in this way, by really focusing on interviewers taking gender into account in how they understand what has happened to this person, in understanding the differences between how women and men perceive threats, when they perceive threats, and how they respond to those threats, we can strengthen the monitoring process overall. So let me stop there and just emphasize one last point, which is in order to do this, we really do need to ensure that we have a workforce who are properly trained in trauma-informed interviewing. Thank you.
Thank also, Mrs. Dempsey.